Track 10. Artist, poet and tutor Kate Austen was a creative powerhouse. Kate Wolstenholme sat down with Lucy Austen to hear about her beloved mother and her artistic legacy.
"She once told me she was in love with Norwich," says Lucy. "And indeed, her mother's works are a love letter to the city and to the county she called home, working from a peaceful farm in Pulham St Mary. There were no limits to Kay's artistic talents, taking in painting, screen printing, sketching, teaching, poetry and writing. Her life's work ranges from florals to street scenes, from abstract to animals." Born in Norwich, trained draftswoman Kay's architectural images and Norfolk street scenes are instantly recognisable and accurate, whilst being abstracted in tone and colour. Lucy says how she excelled at doing impressionistic and correct structure in the same picture. Witty and fun, Kay Austen also produced a series of figurative images. Some portray figures at the seaside, screen printed simplistically in bright, bold colours, holding an air of Beryl Cook about them. Other pieces show figures interlocking in abstracted forms, depicting through the use of mixed media. Both styles capture an emotive feeling of life which is truly captivating. Lucy explains how Kay was endlessly good at all she turned her hand to. She says how her mother was hungry for developing ideas all the time. And it was this which made her a leading figure in the Norfolk art scene, particularly in the 1980s. She was also a member of the prestigious Norwich 20 group. Kay made her mark in the city, not just through the pictures she left behind, but also through her work in education and in the commercial world. Training at Norwich Art School, Kay would later go on to teach graphic design here, inspiring a generation of Norwich designers. She also worked in the Chrome Gallery on Elm Hill, and with chocolate maker Rowntree McIntosh, which then had a factory in Norwich. Kay designed the illustrations for some of its sweet tins. Later, she worked with the well-known Norwich department store Garlands to design its signage and window displays. For the best part of 3 years, Kay was the artist-in-residence during the building of Castle Quarter, originally the Castle Mall, some 30 years ago. The vast body of work she created of hundreds of Polaroids, paintings and sketches is an important, unique documentation of a globally groundbreaking project in the heart of our city, as well as being a large part of Kay's legacy as an artist. When she died in 2003, aged 67, Kay left a legacy which Lucy has spent the last 2 years preserving and curating. It's Lucy's desire to see the work out in the world. It's been stuck in those drawers for 15 years. Art should be on walls, should be loved, should be seen. That's why she did it, Lucy added. She was working with Kay's legacy to share it with anyone who wants to enjoy it, with hundreds of paintings, prints and drawings still needing homes. An exhibition of Kay Austen's work is coming to the Fisher Theatre in Bungay on the 8th of May for 6 to 7 weeks and will be a cross-section of her homage to Norfolk. Lucy finished by saying she wanted visitors to love it as much as I do and is inviting anyone interested in purchasing a piece of her mother's work to visit her archive.